You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Bit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are speaking with Esther Garf, and president and founder of Alternative Food Network, Inc., a niche audio-visual production company dedicated to helping people make more informed food choices in order to live a healthier and more energetic life. Esther, a pleasure to have you today on the program.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. Our pleasure. So tell us, for starters, what is Alternative Food Network, or AFN for short?
So Alternative Food Network is a content production company. I like to say that we help people one show at a time, because we are currently producing podcasts and some recipe videos to help people make better food choices in order to live a healthier and more energetic life. People just aren't feeling 100%, and they're often not getting guidance when it comes to using food as medicine or eating for health and wellness. So in comes AFN to bridge a knowledge gap. And in our podcast, for example, we interview experts on a wide range of topics related to food and health.
What an awesome idea. And why did you decide to put your law career on hold to start this company? That is quite interesting.
Yeah, that's what someone asked me in a very shocked manner last year when I interviewed for an entrepreneur program. What is with you lawyers? I'd say that several factors contributed to me eventually deciding to give this business a go. Professionally, I was an entertainment lawyer working in television and digital media, so it wasn't that much of a stretch to hop over to the production side of the business. And I think I was looking for something more, some more meaning in my work. So the idea of producing content that could help people really appealed to me. And then personally, several years ago, I began to alter my own diet because I was trying to improve some eczema on my hands. And up until then, I had gone to my GP, I had gone to an allergist, dermatologist, and the only thing that the doctors would suggest is, here's some cortisone. And I personally wasn't satisfied with addressing it with a prescription. And at the same time, I had one of my kids, dairy wasn't agreeing with him. So I was that mother. I was that person just going up and down the supermarket aisles, trying to figure out what to get for him and what to get for myself. And I thought there must be a better way, a more efficient way to learn and to get credible information. And in fact, one of the first podcasts I ever produced was about the food inflammation connection. So it's the type of content that I wish I would have heard when I was looking for some answers and for some information.
Now, Esther, I know that your focus has been on producing podcasts. I know you've also mentioned that a couple of times earlier. Get into why you're focusing in on podcasts.
I like podcasts as a medium. There's a certain intimacy and a certain credibility when you have the right guests, not to mention that there are many people listening to podcasts these days, as I'm sure you you would agree. And for a listener, you know, you can multitask when you're listening to podcasts. You can cook, you can jog, you can do whatever, or you can lie back, relax, and listen. So I like it as a medium to communicate information. And we have listeners, for example, listening in their car. So I have some podcasts that don't go over 20 minutes. I've got some podcasts that are 5 minutes. And then if someone has a little bit more time, I've got podcasts that are an hour. So we also vary the length to cater to the different listening habits of the AFN audience.
And you are right about that. We certainly can relate and agree on the value of podcasting. Today, we are joined by Esther Garf, and president and founder of Alternative Food Network, Inc., a niche audiovisual production company dedicated to helping people make more informed food choices in order to live a healthier and more energetic life here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tell us, Esther, what differentiates AFN from other online food sites?
AFN is a multimedia resource for people interested in food and health. So it's niche, first of all. There are a lot of recipe sites that provide written recipes, and there are a lot of companies that produce video recipes as well. But what AFN offers is a media mix of content. So like we've talked about, we do podcasts, we do recipe videos, we have blogs, we've got resources on the website. And it's content that's educational with a stated goal of helping people make better food choices for themselves, whether they're looking after their health in a preventative manner, or they have food restrictions or food allergies, or have some sort of health issue that could be helped with food.
Now, Esther, looking at the future, where do you see AFN in a couple of years from now?
I'd like to expand the content offerings to web series, television, even documentary. It's sort of the world, the professional world that I come from, so I'd like to get back to it. People consume content in different ways, so I definitely would like to see AFN grow its range of offerings in this niche with the help of sponsors, partnerships, and content licenses and such.
Well, you're certainly in an exciting space, and the world is certainly looking for ways to eat healthier and be informed better in those regards, and we really appreciate what you're doing and the fine job you're doing in that space as well. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can connect and be tuned into the Alternative Food Network. What is your website, and where can they get further details?
It's alternativefoodnetwork.com. And we house everything in there, the podcast, the videos, the resources, the blogs. But we're also on all the major podcast platforms. So you can also just type in Alternative Food Network on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you like listening to podcasts, and you can find them there. But as I said, everything is housed on our website at alternativefoodnetwork.com.
Beautiful. And we're already a subscriber to the podcast, just so you know. And Esther, thanks so much for joining us here today on the program. Certainly has been our pleasure. All the best.
Thank you very much again for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Esther Garfin, the president and founder of Alternative Food Network, Inc., a niche audiovisual product production company dedicated to helping people make more informed food choices in order to live a healthier and more energetic life. And for all the details, visit alternativefoodnetwork.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live streaming location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.